the area in front of the fireplace down there, down in front. What did you call that?
Well, it has been called the hearth and the hall.
Which word do you remember? No, not one more familiar than the other, do you?
No, I wouldn't think so. I've heard it called both.
You don't remember which one's your grandparents?
The hearth, I believe, is what they would have called it. And then the hearth is more or less the newer word, I would think.
Okay. And have you had a fire in the fireplace? The smoke went up through the
chimney.
And the things that you put in there to lay the fire on?
And the iron.
All right. And if you had one big piece of wood with the bark still on it that you put them back and burn for longer, what, you remember word for that? The big piece that you counted on burning while you put more little wood in there?
A big log or either a slab. No. A lot of times from the sawmills you would have a big slab that you would put on there that would be kind of a flat piece that would hold that in half.
And what about the little bits of wood that you use to start a fire with?
That you would call that kindling or lightwood. Is what?
Both words equally used?
I would think so.
Okay. And what about the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Well, I think as a child I used to say smut, but then I found out that it was soot.
Okay.
And some say soot. So.
Well, either one of them probably equally used now, you'd say?
Well, smut, I don't think it's being used at all.
Okay.
I don't know the year when I've heard that.
But soot or soot, both of those?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all of the things in a house, the chairs and the beds and so forth, you refer to as
furniture.
And the things that hang at the window to keep out the light.
Window shade.
And if they're lace, the old houses usually had a sort of panel. Do you remember what the company names for those?
A lace curtain, panel.
All right, what about the things that closed up the windows from the outside?
Shutters.
And a room at the top of a house, just under the roof. Not really a room, but just a little bit of space up there. You know, maybe where you store things. Something you want to keep, you don't want to throw it away, but you don't want it out in public, so you say, well, I'll put it up in the...
I'm trying to think you would say attic now, but what did they used to say? The shed room, perhaps, maybe is what they might would have called it.
Okay. And what about a little room off the kitchen where you store maybe canned goods or extra dishes?
Oh, that would be your pantry.
Right, and what would you call old, worthless furniture, or implements, things that you're probably going to throw away? You say that's just a lot of...
junk.
Did you ever hear the word, what would you call a room where you store odds and ends?
Storage room.
Okay. You ever heard the word plunder?
Oh, yes.
How would that be?
You would think of plunder as very much like junk. I mean...
Every morning, talk about the daily housework, you say a woman does what every morning?
A chore.
All right, and just having... That might include maybe working out, doing things outside. Just the matter of going around straightening in the house, you would say, well, now I have to... matter of sweeping and dusting and so forth. Well, I've got to
do the same old thing. Speaking of those houses, let me go back. There is one that's smokehouse. That I don't know whether you've heard, but that's where you would store a lot of your things.
Right. Like meat, very often.
Oh yes,
enough.
Your meat, and there was quite a good bit. Yeah, would be stored in the smokehouse.
Okay.